Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. After working over the weekend, Senate leadership on Sunday announcing they've got a COVID package deal. Senate leadership, including Mitch McConnell and Senator Schumer from New York, saying it's a $900 billion deal for agriculture. Senator Pat Roberts, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, still working in his final days before retirement, along with the ranking minority member Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. They're indicating there will be $13 billion in food purchases and direct support for farmers and ranchers to support and build resiliency in the food supply chain. There'll also be additional monies for SNAP benefits. Senator Stabenow saying that she's very pleased that we finally reached a bipartisan agreement that'll help both families and farmers in need. Farmers will receive the support they need to keep their farms and ranches and businesses going. I'm relieved that help is on the way. Specifically out of this package for farmers and ranchers that'll be considered as early as today in the House of Representatives, will provide an estimated $5 billion for a supplemental $20 per acre payment to all row crop producers, provide an estimated $225 million for supplemental payments to producers of specialty crops if they lost a crop in 2019, and provides up to $3 billion for supplemental payments to cattle producers, contract growers of livestock and poultry, dairy and producers, and producers who were forced to euthanize livestock or poultry due to COVID issues here in 2020. Apparently, this measure will be voted on first by the House of Representatives, maybe as early as today, then at some point after that in the Senate. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford being quoted by Politico saying, "We need to be able to read it." Regarding the massive rescue and spending package, he says, "You're literally voting on something no one has read right at that point." So, yep, I'm not a fan of that. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden and his transition team cranking out lots of names of folks that he'll be nominating early in his presidency to be on his team, including the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. The nominee will likely be, according to the transition team, Michael Regan, who's from the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, served as secretary of that particular department. American Farm Bureau and their president, Zippy Duval, weighing in on the potential nomination of Mr. Regan. He congratulates Michael Regan for that nomination to lead EPA potentially. He says they had reached out when he was in North Carolina to farmers and ranchers to better understand the challenges facing agriculture. He has a reputation for making decisions guided by science that also take into account input from the people who would be most impacted. Duval says that if he is confirmed, we hope he brings that same openness and science-based approach to the EPA. You've got Farm News on Ron.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. See what everyone's talking about.
More farm news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.